Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to your program, Like Muhammad. I am with you, Javed Akbari. Well, today we are going to discuss some of the moral qualities of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Of course, as a prophet, you expect the prophet, you want the prophet to live an exceptional life. You expect the prophet to have a special behavior as compared to others. And of course, you might think that when the prophet sat at a place, he would sit at a better place than others. And you might think that he lived a kingly life. That's not correct. That's not a proper assumption about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lived a life as a regular individual. He mended his own shoes and he wore coarse and woolen garments. He milked the sheep, and he swept the earth, and of course he kindled the fire, he collected wood, even when he was in the companion of his friends. Of course, there are stories in the books related to the life and to the biography of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that when he was in the company of the Holy Prophet, he did not want to be dealt with or treated differently, and he wanted to undertake a responsibility, like for example collecting wood. That's something he used to do. As far as food is concerned, of course, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to eat the same food as any other people in the city used to eat. Of course, dates and water were his usual food and drink. Milk and honey was his luxuries if these things were available to him. Scholars, Shia and Sunni scholars, have talked in detail about the Holy Prophet's lifestyle and his normative conduct. Obviously, everyone knows that he, peace be upon him, and his family had the greatest of morals in all aspects of life that you can imagine. Let's take a break and then we will be back.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. I am Javed Akbari. Here we are talking about struggles, hardships, and the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. When Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the commander of faithful, peace be upon him, was asked about the Prophet's moral qualities, he said, "How can I describe the morals of the Prophet when God himself has testified that they are sublime?" When he said, for example, "Innaka la'ala khuluqin azim." So this is a verse of the Holy Quran, which clearly and, of course, understandably point to the fact that the Prophet was most surely of sublime morals. He had the greatest of morals. When the Prophet's wife, who was very close to the Prophet, was asked about his morals, she answered, "The morals of the Apostle of God were an embodiment of the Quran." And you can find this narration or this hadith in the book titled The White Path, Al-Mahajatul Bayda, volume 4, page 120. So, we the Shia Muslims and followers of the Ahlul Bayt believe that the Prophet was infallible from the first day of his life, from day one when he was born, he was infallible, he was unique, and he was infallible in his conduct and sayings. That's what Sunnah is about, and we believe that the Prophet's actions, sayings, and even his silence are authoritative for us. When he says something or when he observes silence, everything about the Prophet is authoritative, and we can learn lessons from him. And when he speaks only what has been revealed to him from Allah, and he does not speak anything of his own desire, of his own wish. Of course, whatever he says is in correspondence with the revelation, with what God revealed to him. Unfortunately, our Sunni brothers, they somehow believe that the Prophet wasn't infallible in his childhood. He wasn't infallible in his day-to-day life, of course, but he was infallible only in conveying and receiving the message from Allah. He was infallible in receiving the revelation from Allah. If the Prophet was supposed to make mistakes in his early life, in his day-to-day life, then how can you trust the Prophet? And how can you expect that the Prophet's words and actions were in harmony with the revelation? The whole book, the whole, you know, hadith or tradition or whatever will be questionable in that case. So that's why the Shia Muslims and, of course, the followers of Ahlul Bayt are of the view that the Prophet was infallible. Not only the Prophet, all the prophets of Allah, from Adam to Khatam, the last prophet, and also the 12 imams, infallible imams, were all infallible. They were innocent. And of course, the subject matter, the topic of infallibility, is an important topic that needs to be discussed separately, because we in this episode are trying to discuss some of the important qualities, some of the important traits and characteristics of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Dear brothers and sisters, we believe that before the advent of the prophetic mission, before the Prophet was commissioned to spread the message of Allah, he acted under this supervision of God, and he was being prepared according to a divine plan to be a living embodiment of loftiness, of eminence, of greatness, of great morals, and of sublime morals. So there was divine plan involved. And this divine preparation was alluded to by the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who knew the Prophet better than anyone else among the Muslims, when he said, from the time that he was weaned, God placed him day and night in the company of the greatest of his angels to show him the path of virtue and the most excellent morals of the world. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And that's what, of course, the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam points to in connection with the Prophet, peace be upon him. So the Prophet was in the care of God. He was accompanied by angels to be prepared as the last prophet and as the greatest of men in human history. In every aspect, in every sense of the word, there's no doubt that each and every action of the Prophet, each and every word of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and even his silence is authoritative for us. For example, how do we explain the authoritativeness of the Prophet's silence? I think we have run out of time. Inshallah, we will cover this issue in the following episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. رسول الله.